set.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hello. Hello. Hello, and welcome to the Penny Mortes podcast.
Recording on the 5th of November.
Yes, we are in situ.
It's like bloody Vietnam out there.
Yeah, everything's going bang and flash.
It's all lit up.
Like a war zone.
It is. Gaza.
A very poor one. So, I wonder what we could be talking about this week.
If we'd have thought about it, we'd have done it for release on the 5th of November, but we're not that organised.
No, what we wanted to do is we wanted to record it on the 5th of November,
yes,
so we could really get the atmosphere.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
A bit of crash, bang and wallop included.
Yeah, what we didn't want to do is release it on the 5th of November, because that would have been far too predictable.
Yes, it would. I forgot we had that meeting.
So, remember the 5th of November... Gunpowder, treason and plot.
Hot.
I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Hey!
It's a gunpowder plot.
Well done.
Yes.
There's a remix version also available.
Is there?
Yeah, by Acorn.
Was it? Is it? Is it though?
What about Conker? Has he done anything?
Walnut and Conker.
What about Almond?
Any more nuts? Anyone?
Terry Nutkins.
Conker's not a nut.
Are you listening?
Oh, no, it's just a hard shell.
What
can you eat
it?
A Conker?
What
no,
is
you
it?
Can't eat Conker.
It's a seed,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's
a large
it's a
seed.
Yeah. Can't eat a Conker. You can eat a sweet chestnut. Can't eat an horse chestnut. Well, they're full of acid. Which
all
makes
right.
It taste horrible.
Calm down, Bill Oddie.
Bloody hell. Well, I'll take over then, Oriel.
Get your nuts out, Thermal. So, going into the gunpowder plot, I thought it'd be nice to do a little bit of a rewind to set the scene.
Well, you have to, don't you? You have to know why they want to blow the bloody place up.
Exactly. So I thought it'd be fitting to go back 100 years prior. Just a quick little snippet. We're not going to go in too deep. So
what year are you talking, Chris?
It'll be 1508, 1506, 1505.
Yeah, top man. He's right every time. Sorry,
so,
that was a bit mean.
Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth. I am.
No, I'm being quite a big bone gentleman.
Big lad.
He was quite dashing in his earlier years.
Not in his latter.
No, he's a big fat cunt.
He likes.
Can you say that about a king?
Yep.
You can now.
Hey, I might end up on the bloody rack for treason and all that.
You're a ginner as well, ain't you?
Yeah, fat ginner, unlucky.
Oh.
So basically, Henry VIII, everybody at the time, happy enough being Catholic, getting on, fine and dandy. Bit of communal wine, all that business, turning up on a Sunday.
Communion
wine.
Not communal.
I was just going to
say. Well, it kind of is.
It is, yeah, you're right, it is. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So at this time, Henry was on his second wife, and he wanted to annul his marriage of Catherine of Aragon. Wrote to the Pope. Please, mate, you know.
He weren't very happy, the Pope, were he?
No, well, I think you were a bit sick of him already.
He'd already had a numerous requests.
He'd already had a number of requests from our Henry.
Sick of him? That way, in letters, you want to try it on bloody Facebook and instant messages and all that.
Immediate response.
He'd have been more than him death.
So Henry sent a letter to the Pope asking if he could annul his marriage. Special request, he's the king, you know, I want special treatment. But the Pope had had enough of it and said no. So Henry, being Henry, chucked his toys out at Pram.
Fuck you, Pope.
Fine, then I'll just make up my own religion. So and thus was born the Anglican Church, or the Protestant Church.
Yeah.
Which just meant you could get divorced, really.
Which Henry made himself the head of.
Yes, he did. He did.
Which was massive in... medieval Europe at the time, because he just equated himself to the Pope And the Pope was God's representative on earth.
Yes.
And in olden times, people believed that to be actually real.
Yeah, everything that God said was done. Kind of attitude.
And who was his right-hand man? Cramer.
Cramer?
I think he was made head of the church.
Cramer versus Cramer.
And but so he was loving it because they've got all the power there, don't they? So they were really trying to oust the Catholics then. Because at the end of the day, he's like head of his own game, isn't he?
Well, they basically said you either become a Church of England person.
A Church of Englander?
Or you're in big trouble because you're committing, I don't know, let's call it treason. You're certainly committing crimes against the state and the church and the king. Pretty bad shizzle.
As they said back then.
As they said.
As the medievals came out with.
So after Henry had passed on, I think there was Bloody Mary, was there? And
Mary was Catholic, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was Catholic, but then I think Queen Elizabeth came along, didn't she? And she was Protestant, weren't she?
She was.
I think with Elizabeth, she really started pushing the laws forward. I think she brought in the Act of Uniformity, which was you're fine if you didn't go to church.
Yeah, you better conform. Oh, you'll get fined lots of money.
A couple of
quid. And it was just a way of getting money out of the
Caffers.
The statesmen who were quite vehemently Catholic still. You know, I mean, even though it had been like nearly 100 years on and off where the country should have been Protestant, there were still Catholic strongholds very much in the north, yeah, like when we talked about the Pendle witches,
and kind of operating in secret,
yes, well. Very much
secret,
so
secret game,
secret.
The Pope acts. Was so unhappy with Queen Elizabeth that he excommunicated her, which was a big
unfriended
deal.
Her, yeah, unfriended her,
exactly. He thinking he took her off a friends list,
blocked her,
she had no visibility of his news feed or what was going down on his wall. And she was very unhappy. She was very unhappy.
I bet she was. But the thing about Queen Elizabeth is no sons or daughters.
No her. Nice wig.
No sons or daughters. So she pops it. Who's to take over? Well, the Catholics thought, hey, up, we're in here.
Yeah.
We can get somebody in. And I think they tried. They'd even tried to get the Princess of Spain.
They tried to show.
Because she was a Catholic.
Well, they're all fingers, well, aren't they? They're all related, these.
Have we not got a derogatory term for Catholics?
No, why would we have one anyway?
Left footers, that's what we'll call them. So the majority of the Catholic people within the England were like hoping that they could get a left footer on the floor.
Do you know there's over a billion practicing Catholics?
And they're all lefties.
And some of them are known to be almost as radical as some of these Islamic extremists, yeah. You know. You could be getting a knock on the door, Christopher. A big black.
From the IRA.
A Catholic bomb.
Under your care.
Oh, it could be a thingy. The Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't think that, you know, like the IRA took up the ski mask as their
uniform.
All the views uniform. In this segment are now Christopher's.
Well, and now you've got Anonymous. They're using the Guy Fawkes mask as their image. I bet you the IRA should have come up with that one, shouldn't they? Because it would have been more fitting. And like, it looks a bit cooler, doesn't it, than a ski mask?
It's a lot more intimidating as well.
Yeah.
Ski mask just looks like full mong mode.
Like just going on a...
Yeah, but that film hadn't been made because all these people, they're just copying the film.
V for Vendetta?
Yeah. With the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, but the mask was around beforehand, weren't it? It's like an image.
No, I know, but it was only very... It was popularised with that film. And because somewhere in China there's a factory pumping them out, suffering human rights abuses.
True. Make your own.
Yeah, all this bloody anti-capitalist stuff, and they're there, don't bloody pound shop. Can I have me V for Vendetta
mask? Pizza when I get on that. Make you do your own bit of sticky black plastic.
Oh, what, it's been made by a child in a third world country. Yeah, that's the one. Mm. Yeah, that's the one. No, down with you capitalists. Didn't think it through, did they?
There was Lizzie dies, no heir to the throne. who's going to take over. Like I said, they were pushing for the Spanish to come in. The Catholics wanted a Catholic. But in the end, it was decided upon that King James of Scotland...
Boo!
...should come over and now be the King of England.
He was. King and James. He was James the First and James the Sixth all at the same time.
How does that go about?
Because he was James the First of
England.
England and James the Sixth of Scotland.
Fancy that.
Double king.
Double dill.
Double what?
Double ender.
Double king, double dill.
Double dildo. I didn't know that King James were into that shit. I knew he was Scottish, but come on.
Who were King James?
Come yeah. thumping over with his Protestant ways and a battered sausage.
And a double-ended dildo. Well.
So for those who didn't already know, King James was a sex pest.
I heard that he used to...
That may or may not be true.
He used to batter the revellers with his dildo.
But he's funny.
Dildo to the face, battered sausage to the arse. Yeah.
See, he's quite strange, that, because I've got a direct quote here from Guy Fawkes, and it said... whilst talking about King James, Guy Fawkes said he wanted to blow him back to his Scottish mountains.
Yeah, right.
See, I thought he meant blow him up, but now maybe he just meant blow him off.
Blowjob for blowjob.
It's very confusing.
So King James is on the throne, and he's disliked by the Catholics, not only for being a Protestant, but also for being Scottish.
Well, yeah,
because a lot of them, they just use that as another excuse for to dislike him.
Well, there's still a lot of
you heathen,
you know, provincial sort of hatred and ill feeling for.
Yeah, I think because they were like,
it's not all sort of nice, happy times.
No, it was like there was. I think the plot was a response to the repression of the time, and James being Scottish with the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
it pissed everyone off.
Well, within his first year, within the first 12 months of his of sitting on the throne, there was not so much...
How am I going to the bog?
Sat on the bog for a year.
Sat down in his bat lot.
I'm not surprised if he's been using a double-ended dildo. Never off the pissing bog.
After a year of thrutching. Yeah.
Within his first 12 months on the throne... there was an attempt by two Catholic priests to kidnap him.
Oh.
The plot seems to have a few holes in it, to be honest with you. They plotted to just kidnap him. and then...
Ah, got you.
Yeah. And then take him to the Tower of London, which I imagine is where the majority of his guards are. Yeah. And then hold him captive until he agreed... to be a bit more lenient with the Catholics. Now, it sounds a bit like these two priests had a bit too much communion wine. Like they'd like had a sit down. Like, I'll tell you what we'll do. Right, we'll get him, and we'll take him in out of the tower. We'll take that, and we'll keep him till he promises. Pinky promises he'll be a bit nicer to us.
It just sounds like. Typical nice priest who find it really hard to be horrible.
Yeah, nice so bloke.
What we'll do, we'll take him for a little walk to the tower and we'll sit him down and we'll ask him very, very, very nicely.
Exactly.
He'll just be a bit nicer to us.
Yeah, see, it's none of this like we're going to murder you or assassinate you. We'll just ask him nicely.
Well, it didn't work because they cut their heads off.
Oh dear.
They were rumbled.
They should have been a bit meaner, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were killed. They were killed for treason.
Fire with fire.
So, but this made James more, well, even more. His dad was assassinated.
His dad got blown up, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't think the explosion. They tried to blow him up, the explosion didn't kill him, but they still managed to. I think they strangled him to death.
Oh, no.
The perpetrators, but so he was already paranoid in the first place because his dad were assassinated, and now obviously within the first 12 months that's just ramped it right up, his paranoia. He's convinced that the Catholics have got it in for him, but with this attempt to kidnap him, he just ramps up the fines and you're getting spanked more.
Yeah, you find, and there's a public act, sorry, I think. And there's also a public act of social disobedience, again, which is all around being able to fine Catholics for not going to Church of England masses and for going to their own Catholic masses.
Oh, and this is a time when they were hiding, all the old priests were being hiding in the little
hidey holes. And to the Catholics, it really was no laughing matter.
Even though we're laughing,
because they couldn't, in their eyes, because they couldn't have mass, and then they couldn't get the children baptized. So then, you know, that's a massive thing, and they couldn't get married. They couldn't have Catholic marriages. So it was really, you know, everything was so secretive and had to be done in secret.
Yeah.
You know, and there was no celebration, and they felt like they were really being stripped of their religious rights. And they were all left-footed,
so they were shit at football.
Not true.
Passing balls. Skills out the window.
So then, into the gloop of the gunpowder plot. Remember the 5th of November.
Yeah. I mean, it was quite a simple plot.
It was a very simple plot.
But the potential
devastation
it would have caused to the country
would
have been massive. Because if they'd have blown up the parliament, they wouldn't have just blown up the king. They'd have blown up all the lords.
I've got a list here of everybody that would have been there.
Yeah.
Like you said, the king and his sons. So that's the king and the heir to the thrones. The House of Lords, so all his mates.
Yeah.
All the judges from across the land, the Privy Council, so his advisors, all his tipsters for horses, all the bishops in the country. Yeah, so you're basically wiping out all the hierarchy of the Catholic Church,
Protestant Church,
and basically any aristocracy and landowners and everything. You're wiping the toffs out.
So there would have been a massive power vacuum.
Yeah, I think I've read somewhere as well, it's enough, there were that much gunpowder, enough to destroy buildings within a 1 mile radius, so you can think of the scale of the thing.
Kaboom!
Go up.
It would have been...
Cracking bonfire? Bloody hell, I would have been
there. There'd have been hellfire.
Best Bonnie I've been to.
But, I mean, it all started 18 months, 2 years previously, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. With a young man named, the mastermind of...
The Big Daddy.
The Big Daddy.
The person who no one's really heard of.
Who do we all think of when it comes to the 5th of November? Who else? Robert Catesby.
Yeah. Catesby.
Catesby. We're going to go Catesby.
We'll go for Catesby.
Catesby.
Yeah. Got more of a northern role, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Catesby.
Yeah. He was a very charismatic man, apparently.
Yes,
he had real presence, and it was because of his presence and because people naturally were drawn to follow him, he was the obvious choice for the leader.
A lot of people likened him to Freddie Mercury.
In what sense, Christopher?
We've already been talking about double end dildos.
Was it in his looks? In his singing?
Tash. He had a good tash. And large teeth.
Very distinguished.
Diamond shaped head.
And always wore a little yellow jacket.
And white trousers.
Yeah.
Right, I see. Very
no
good.
No more to say about that.
So Robert Catesby came up with this great plan. Like we said, all these people sat
in a room
in Parliament
and blow them up.
So this, I think what we haven't mentioned is that the blowing up Parliament would be the first. It's the opening of Parliament, isn't it?
Yes.
First day of Parliament is when the King and everybody else is there. It's not every day.
No, it's the first
day of Parliament that everybody comes together.
It's a tradition that is still practiced
to
this very day.
To this very day. So, if you're that way inclined, that's maybe the time to do it. So,
but he wasn't alone, was he?
No. Well, Catesby came, put this list together that we've just mentioned, and thought, bloody hell, if you blew Parliament up that day, then
Quincy,
we've got rid of them all. So he put this plan together of blowing up Parliament, and then his side plan from there was to kidnap James's daughter, who would then be heir of the throne. And his plan was kind of to then use his daughter Elizabeth as kind of a puppet queen.
Okay.
He knew that there was a gentleman who was a noble, one of the noblemen within Parliament, called Henry Percy. Now, Henry Percy was up there, he was with the hierarchy, but he knew that Percy was a secret Catholic.
Oh.
Now, his plan was to take everybody out, and then Percy could step in as advisor to the Queen, raise her as Catholic, get all his Catholic chums in, and
Jobs are good, and
we're on it.
We're taking over.
Back in the house. Slippers are on.
Yeah.
Look to the fire. What should I actually say at this point? He didn't actually know. When he was thinking this plot together, he didn't actually know Percy. He'd never actually spoke to him. He just thought,
he just took a leap
when
of
we've
faith.
Done it, when we've done it, I've heard that Percy's all right. That Henry Percy, he'll sort it out.
He's good at this kind of carry on.
Yeah. And I mean, quite a number of conspirators towards the very end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they kept finding they needed more people, they needed more financial backing.
More cash.
You know, things cash were
money's
people to bills. Support rebellions, and people to bring horses, and, you know, just sort of like dead simple things. But you need them to do this kind of stuff. So,
and horses don't feed themselves. Carrots, you need plenty of them.
Plenty of carrots, yeah.
And apples.
Apples.
Sugar cubes.
Polos.
Water. Grass.
Grass. Readily available, yeah. I think. Polos is the main one.
Polos is definitely the main one.
So you had, like, a number of people. You had John Grant. He supplied, like, muskets and cannons.
That's guns.
Jack Wright, he was one of the best swordsmen in the country at the time.
Won all tournaments.
Thomas Percy, he leased the houses and the cellars in London.
Thomas Percy was brought in because he was a relative of the aforementioned Henry Percy. Yeah. So there we go, inside man.
Backenders and that.
A guy called Ambrose Rockwood, he was the horse's man.
That's a nice name.
What's he called?
Ambrose
Rockwood.
Is he the founder of custard?
Yeah, custard bloke.
Francis Thresham. He was very rich, so he had financial might. The next conspirator is the one who's got my favourite name, Everard Digby.
Everard, eh?
The Viagra guy.
So there's not enough kids these days called Everard.
Everard,
I like that.
Everard Digby.
I put that on baby list.
And he was leading the rebellion in the north and the Midlands.
Oh.
So he was very poor. And then last.
Can I just say, just before the last, that I was with that Thomas Winter and Jack Wright, they were sent off to Spain and France, that I was reading, just to see if they can rustle up a bit of interest, like, and get
them. Oh, yeah.
So they just sent them off to Spain. I don't know, maybe they went Benadol or something.
Just went for a jolly instead.
Maga 1514.
Knock back some slippery nipples.
Having
couple of T-shirts, like.
Fishbowl each.
Big balls and Johnny Winter. Tommy Winter.
On tour.
Maga 1605, having it large.
All the gash.
All the gash and they're looking back. Yeah. Boom, boom.
So last but not least, the most famous of them all, Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes.
Guido,
he likes you, yeah, Guido.
His job was, he was like effectively the tea boy.
Do you know what, I think we've got a bit of the Ronnie Briggs effect here, when we did
Great Train Robbery,
that
the most famous person is the one who was really
insignificant.
The most, well, he was just a body, he was just a doer, he wasn't a mastermind.
Yeah, he wasn't, I read that he was... Well, he was at war. Well, he'd been out of the country for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's not be too harsh on him.
Oh, no, he was a colonel. Was he a captain, sorry?
Yeah, he was like, he had a high rank, didn't he?
But he knew how to take orders and he knew how to give orders to others. He was said to be efficient, I think.
Yeah, and he was a bit of a tough nut. You know, he'd been at war for 10 years, fighting and
you've got always
sticking
got to have a tough nut, aren't you?
Sticking it up.
You've got to get it out. He's like Jaws in this movie. Odd job.
Yeah.
He's throwing tin at.
He gained experience with explosives as well when he was at war, which came in hand in hand with this little plot they all had going on.
And knowing your bombs as well, that's always handy.
Well, yeah. I think he was like the Phil Mitchell of the group, weren't he? He might have a bit more.
I was thinking he was more of like the Al-Qaeda sort of bomb man.
Maybe not that, like, yeah.
But there's not lots of bombs in them days, are
you? He gets a few, like, I think if he was going to be in The Great Escape, he'd be one of the tunnel diggers.
Yeah.
You know, only gets a few lines, but he plays a major part.
Digs a tunnel.
Yeah.
Like Charles Bronson.
Yeah, Charles Bronson's character there, yeah. The melon man.
Am I right in thinking that he guarded the actual gunpowder?
Yeah, well, that was one of his main jobs.
Like, looking after it.
Just sort of loitering in a cellar.
Hanging around.
Well, the thing is, Thomas Percy, who we would say is one of the main... He's like... I wouldn't say he's... Catesby's right-hand man. But he's up there.
He's a bitch.
But he's the one who he gets a job as the General of Arms.
Ooh.
So he's already up there. Like we said, his relative's already a nobleman.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, but he's a secret Catholic.
It's all about
whenever you say Thomas Percy, I just think of...
No.
Thomas the Tank Engine, yeah. Percy and Thomas.
Percy and Thomas.
I think of Percy out of Blackadder.
Fat controller and all them lot.
Well, like you said...
Why would I think of a steam train?
Well, that's what I thought about Thomas and Percy. One name, two characters.
There's more famous Percys than bloody train.
Yeah, but Thomas and Percy.
What about Percy Sugden of Coronation Street?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly who he is, Paul. I'm way more familiar with Percy from Tommy Tank. I hope you've not had many over that programme.
Percy Thrower? Oh, come on.
There are not many famous Percy.
Percy Thrower.
Percy Pigs from Them Nice Toffees.
Who's Percy Thrower?
Who is it? Have you just made that up?
No, he's a bloody Blue Peter Gardener.
Get bent.
He is. No, why won't
he? He is Percy Thrower.
Throw his compost.
He used to throw his seed all around the Blue Peter Gardener.
No wonder that dog's dead.
Well, kids were about
I wonder why Zoe Salmon left.
Anyway, Thomas Percy, who we said he's the main channeler to the man at the top, the nobleman, Henry Percy. Obviously, like you said, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And he's got him a job as General of Arms, serving for the king.
Like that Hindu goddess.
Yeah.
Them things you see outside car shops with wobbly arms.
Yeah, just like that's all you have to do. Yeah. Just have no time Buckingham Palace waving his arms.
Yeah, I thought. Or
do you mean arms like weapons?
Oh, right,
I get you.
Bloody hell, I feel stupid now.
It's clicked.
Pennies dropped, Julie. Pennies dropped. Ka-ching. Yes, he was basically, I think there was. There was 50, an army of like 50, and they were like the bodyguards, if you will, the closest like stabby men around there. And he was brought into them, but this meant that he could also rent a property just over the River Thames from the Houses of Parliament.
Very good.
Handy,
some would say.
Very handy.
Yeah.
They had a bit of luck because that cellar as well, that just came up for rent.
Just
by pure chance.
They got the apartment. They started stockpiling the gunpowder, getting it in on the black market and whatnot.
They couldn't be getting it officially because people would be thinking,
asking questions,
what's going down?
Hey, up, what's going on down there? Barrels full of powder, what are they doing? What are they doing? So they've stockpiling it. So the plan at this point, there's no real record of what the plan was, like, from the house. They just planned to row all these barrels up.
Well, that's what they did. Once they got the cellar, they just buy in the
night. Before the cellar became available, because they were just stockpiling it in the house.
Oh, right. So yeah.
Apparently you could... It was quite... It's not like today where you've no chance of getting anywhere near. You could walk under and they were all underneath.
There's a lot of traders under there.
Yeah. So they were probably planning on rowing it over one by one in the dead of the night and then kaboom. But as luck would have it, as this plan started to come together, they're ready to go. Because the opening of Parliament was going to be in February of that year. Yeah. But the plague set in.
Plague. Everyone out of London.
Oh, no.
Everybody out.
Well, not everybody, just the fucking toffs. So basically the king and all his merry men stay out in bloody sticks, don't they? Oh, no, Charles, we're not stepping into the muddy streets of London. Our noses might fall off.
We won't get boils on our arses.
So they went away.
Not what you want, isn't it?
But then they came back.
Well, then again, no one wants plague, do they?
Well... Not really.
No.
Fungi. No. Bloody thrush is bad enough. Well, plague.
Yeah.
Don't have no cream for plague.
And nappy rash, that's bad. Because we all get that.
My knob turned black once.
Did it?
Yeah. Why? Oh,
did you put a lucky band round it?
No, I think, I kept banging it against the wardrobe every time I was about to come. It's the only way I could get myself off.
What, bad swatting it?
Yeah, man, banging it on a wardrobe. Boom, boom. Takes all sorts.
Still, it's not clicked with me. It's not clicked at all.
There's no punchline, that's just it. No.
Oh, really?
That was just the noise it made when he banged it on the side of the wardrobe.
What?
Took three bangs. Boom, boom.
Oh, right.
That's four, isn't it?
So there's no punchline to what you're saying?
No.
Pennies drop, Julie. Again.
I was just stating a fact.
God, I bet that hurt.
That's why it went black. Fucking hell.
So, Parliament was postponed for 8 months. 8 months!
Lazy. And we think that's MPs today are lazy.
I know. So...
Give yourself 8 months.
This 8 months kind of... It was a good thing and a bad thing. I think I possibly leave it. They hadn't had that 8 month break, they might have got away
They'd
with it.
They'd have done it, I think so. But it was just holding the silence so long.
So but with
people
the 8 months
paranoid,
break,
don't they?
With the 8 months break, they pulled a few more people in, a few more helping hands, a bit of more cash, a few more dollars, a few more horses, carrots, another bag of carrots, bloody box of polos.
Sugar cubes, the lot.
All bearings.
Paul Burrins. He was...
Not Paul Burrins. Bloody Ball Burrins with a bloody musket. Not Paul Burrer from WWF. Or WWE as it's now known.
Paul Burrins. Did you see how serious you were taking it? Paul Burrins. Oh, yeah. I know him.
He was there.
He was there.
What were
bloody
that wrestler
face
doing?
Undertaker following him.
Yeah. Kane not far behind.
Bloody... Tombstone off top rope.
So, with bringing in more conspirators, also, you know, there's more chance of work getting out.
Exactly.
So, unlucky on that side. Lucky in the fact that all of a sudden, this storage area under Parliament.
Under the King's chair.
Under the King's chair. Under his throne. Yeah. You wouldn't want to be sitting under his throne after that double ender, I tell you.
No, God no.
But
nonetheless.
Underneath his throne, there is a coal merchant storing his gear. Decides, I don't know, maybe he retires. Maybe he retires to Hawaii.
Maybe he thinks, how much coal can you store under a palace?
Yeah.
Not enough.
So I need bigger premises. So, Percy, having this house across the road, aye aye, wink wink, nudge nudge, how's your daughter? Well, love that.
How's your daughter? Yeah. How's your mother?
How's your father?
Oh. We're both wrong.
We're in
again.
Boom. Hey, we'll have that.
Very good, very good.
Now, hey, watch it. I'm on a short fuse today.
It'll only go off in a minute if you don't shut up.
I was going to say that. He's known to go off. Anyway, so ideal location. Yeah, and it is. So, what do? They row over the gunpowder in the silent.
Row, row, row your boat.
They don't do it all at night, though. They do some during the day when it's dead busy as well.
They can officially do it now, can't they? Because, you know, they've got the storage area to put the barrels in, so it's all right.
Well, it's all right taking the odd bit of gunpowder, but 36 barrels. You can't do that all in day.
Bit excessive.
Oh, we should mention that Guy Fawkes is there throughout. Living with Percy as his servant under the name of
John Johnson.
John Johnson.
Shit name. That's like saying John Doe. What's your name, John Doe? Fred Smith.
I think he's been clever there because, like, they've only just started to invent surnames, haven't they? I mean, so you don't want to sort of cock up and go, oh, what's your name? John Fawkes. He thought, if I call myself John Johnson, less chance of fucking it up and giving the game away.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Just call me John. John.
John John.
He's just gone for John John.
John John. John. Maybe he had a stutter. And he tried to smooth it out. Yeah. His son at the end. John Johnson.
John Johnson.
Or he might have a little boy. John Johnson.
It's a crap alias.
It is.
But it did. It did what he'd had to do.
So everything's ready then, isn't it? They're all prepped.
The prepped and ready. And so we're sort of in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Coming up to...
It's all getting a bit exciting. Coming up. The big countdown. Here we go. Here we go, boys. This is it.
But there is a slight issue. Lord Monteagle, being a lord... will be in the Houses of Parliament.
All right, who's Lord Monty?
Well, Lord Monteagle is the brother-in-law of Francis Thresham.
Oh!
One of the main conspirators.
Hey, Thresham. I knew it was bad news when I heard his name.
Oh, no.
Catesby had always said that there would be collateral damage, you know.
Yeah.
That there would be people in... Because it's such a massive affair and they're all... Fallen
soldiers.
There would always be relatives or friends, whatever, in the Houses of Parliament. But everyone signed up to this, saying,
you know what's coming.
We know, we fully understand.
He dies.
But we're in it for the cause. Well, seems that Thresham shit out on the agreement and he sent a corded letter to Lord Monteagle saying basically.
Corded?
Well, he didn't so much say...
Like A equals 1, B equals 2, and then he wrote it in numbers.
No, he basically wrote a letter saying that, "Dear Lord Monteagle, I beg of thee not to attend Parliament, for there will be a large uprising underneath..."
Or did it say like...
You know, it was just like a bollocks letter like
you know
that
opening of Parliament? I don't know.
Do you fancy
doing something else that
Yeah,
day?
That kind of thing.
Well, we could go to the zoo or something, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's loads of stuff going. I don't fancy going there. I mean, there's a lovely new aquarium opened
Pleasure Beach at Blackpool.
We could go Blackpool, get some rock, kiss me quick.
Seems that bloody Monteagle's a bit slow on the uptake.
All right.
Instead of sort of reading this letter and getting the coded message of, oh yeah, I'm ringing sick that day, he only gets a letter and takes it to bloody King.
Oh, you bloody turncoat.
And he goes up to James the First and he says,
Dude, I've got this letter, man.
I don't know what it means. But James the First knows only too
James the First, like puzzles. That's what it was.
You know, well, he knows only too well what it means. So he calls in his long-serving friend, the Spymaster General, and fucking Jobsworth, Robert Cecil.
Bloody Robert Cecil.
Fucking Jobsworth. That sounds like a good job. That spy. What is it?
Spymaster General.
I'd like to be a spy.
Yeah, I would. It sounds very nice.
I've got a spy kit.
X-ray goggles.
Yeah, X-ray goggles.
Laser pen.
Invisible ink.
Laser pen.
Yeah. A blipper that catches your motion sensor light. Mm. You know, someone's coming. I got it from Toys R Us.
What about one of them nets as well?
25. A net that catch people.
Well, Robert says.
Oh, you mean when you stand on it and.
Either or, to be on it. Either or, yeah. Trapping
stuff. Just put leaves over it.
Well, Robert Cecil.
Marbles to make people trip up.
Yeah.
Long in the tooth, though he is. He's seen a lot of hoaxes.
What makes you say he's a job's worth?
Because he loves it. He fucking loves it. He just. He wants to. He's the same
Robert
Cecil
in his work?
Who was obsessed with killing like all the Pendle witches and. You know, he wouldn't leave witches alone.
Oh.
He was really...
Love the witches.
Love the work. Love getting stuck in. Love killing people
live to,
for a living.
Live to work, kind
live
of.
Live to work, work to kill.
Yeah, work to kill.
So he decides with the king. He says, well, we know more or less what's going to go down. He said, but instead of going early, making an early move, he said, we'll wait till the 11th hour.
Catch him in the act.
He said, and that way we'll get more of them.
Catch him, cocking hands. Yeah. So yeah, like James is like proper paranoid now. He's like, fucking, he's got this letter, like you said.
Yeah.
Go and check out cellar.
Go and have a look.
I want it checked everywhere. Bloody top to bottom. Dust it clean. Find what you can find. So there's a couple of guards go down having a look around. Next minute, they go in this bloody room. There's Guy Fawkes. Ooh, what's going on here? Load of barrels, loads of wood on top. Hey, who are you, son? Who are you? Oh, I'm just guarding this wood.
I'm John Johnson.
Yeah. I'm Percy's servant. I'm just guarding this wood.
I'm guarding wood.
All right. No worries, son.
Leave you to it, then.
We're just looking for anything peculiar, but obviously you're guarding this wood, so we'll leave you to it. So off they pop. Then they report.
He's like that, wiping his brow.
Yeah. Woo-woo!
Close shave.
Almost. Oh, yeah. If only he could text. Like, bloody hell, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Fucking setting on fire.
Bloody blokes come in. You'll never believe it. Bloody believe me, guarding fire.
So
these two chaps go back upstairs like, no, nothing going on down there, like just some old Percy servant, like, you know, guarding some firewood.
Who? Percy the closet Catholic?
Percy the closet Catholic. Well, that's what somebody... I've heard rumours that he's a, you know, a Catholic...
he's one of them.
Sympathiser. Yeah. Hold on. Let's have another check on this chap down here. So they leave it a good few hours until like the dead and not, well, getting into the early hours of the morning. By which time, Guy Fawkes has gone home, change of clothes, ready for the big blowout.
The big kaboom.
So they go down, back in his little room. There he is, Guy Fawkes, guarding his wood.
John Johnson.
This time he's got his hat on, a cloak, riding boots, stirrups.
Oh. Don't dress like a servant.
and slow lighting matches in his pocket.
Right.
So as he's been caught cocking hands. So
he has been caught.
Basically, it's I don't know, it's the same as being caught with, I don't know, the Semtex on the side and like a motorbike helmet or a speedboat ready on the Thames, ready to go.
He's in trouble. Definitely in trouble now.
So they pat him down. Who are you? Find the fuses. John Johnson. And then there's something not right. They drag him up to the king to see him himself.
So we can only assume that after that the king's going to want him to pay. For such a terrible attempt.
He insists that his name is John Johnson. He insists his name's John Johnson. They pull him in front of the king. He admits it straight away. He knows the game's up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He said, what the king says, what were your plans down there? I was planning to blow you back to your Scotland.
Yeah, he wanted to blow him off.
Bastard. Yeah, bastard.
But he doesn't give up any of his friends.
No, he doesn't. Well, that's the thing. He claims he stands true to being John Johnson until they find a letter in his pocket.
He's shit. He really is shit.
He's like,
they find a letter.
Why didn't he eat it?
He's like,
I don't know, like a proper spy or something.
Or used invisible ink. He could have borrowed some of me.
Or shoved it up his bumhole or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw it in Thames.
Yeah, or burn it.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
But they found a letter written to Guy Fawkes. So, are you actually Guy Fawkes? And he said, no, that was his pseudonym. All right, then. Fair enough. But he insists that he is working alone, but it doesn't... Well, to be fair, this is now where we learn that Guy Fawkes is hard as nails.
Yeah. Because he doesn't... He doesn't...
Give it straight to Tower of London.
He doesn't give break, in. Does he?
No. And they torture him like fuck.
They did, well, torturing was illegal at the time.
Yeah.
Unless...
It was treason.
A treason and approved by the king by letter. Headed letter. I'm assuming. You'd think it'd be headed, wouldn't
with
you?
A bit of wax on them.
Yeah, a bit of wax.
Yeah, traditional letter in that jazz.
It's a bit unfortunate for old Guy. Because they put him in a room that's called the Little Ease. And it's a room where he's not tall enough to stand up fully. And it's not wide enough to lie down or sit down.
That's what they used to do to the witches as well, isn't it?
So basically, you're sort of trapped in this little room and you can't do anything except crouch on your haunches.
Oof.
So that's how they begin with the torture. But then he's not fessing up, so they bring out the rack.
Oh.
And it is the only one in the country that's still left.
A cracking purr.
And it takes two men to operate it.
So how does it work, the rack? Basically, your hands are tied.
One and then legs are in the other. And then
just stretch
you're stretched out.
I like a good stretch, me. In the morning. You know, maybe you've been hunched over a bit.
But you wouldn't have liked this one. Because he went in 5'5" and came out 7'3".
Stretch your hamstrung.
Torso still same size. Just...
But like one of them blokes outside car showroom.
What were that?
I think we've mentioned him already.
What were that Christmas Mr. Stretch? Remember that? That was quite popular.
Stretch
one
Armstrong, weren't it?
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
Two kids on camera pulling
it. So while Guy's in the rack, the King's men have ridden out up to the, I think it was Worcester or somewhere in the Midlands.
Where does Saddam Hussein keep his CDs?
In Iraq.
In Iraq.
Well done, you.
What's that got to do with the King's men?
Where does Guy Fawkes keep his 9-inch vinyl records?
Where does Guy Fawkes keep his harpsichord?
In
a rat. Very good. The rest of the conspirators, sort of Catesby and his men, they are surrounded in Beach Hall House. Strange name. Hall
it
Beach
is.
House.
But I've got another a little
Beach Hall House.
A little
House
thing
Hall Beach.
That Catesby gets news that Guy Fawkes has been rumbled.
Yeah.
A telegram comes through our rider, but he tells the rest of the plotters.
It's all gone.
It's all to plan. Hey, we're in, lads. We're in. Kaboom! Kaboom! They're all dead. They're away. Just because he has this idea that he's that fixated on we're going to overthrow.
It's 2 years of his life.
2 years of his life, and it's just gone up the shit pan.
And he is like a religious zealot, you know.
He's a religious nut.
He's gone fucking psycho on it.
So, but he still thinks they can do it. He thinks if we kidnap the princess, maybe we can do it. So he doesn't tell them. He says, "We're in, lads. Come on, pop the champers. Let's get out. Let's go and shot ourselves a princess. Bag ourselves a princess."
Yeah, but they don't.
No.
They get rounded up and shot.
An interesting Catesby and I think Thomas Winter, during they got shot leaving the house in the...
Yeah, they have a big... There's a gunfire because
they
smoke
got shot.
Them out. They set the house on fire.
Yeah, they got shot with the same bullet. Went through one and into the
other. Oh, yeah, he did. You're quite right. That must have been a very high quality bullet.
It must have been.
So they come back to Guy Fawkes, and it's now the 9th of November.
So he's lasted a fair long time.
And he's absolutely fucked.
I bet he is.
A broken man.
He can barely walk, he can barely talk. But there's a weird nuance with the
with the legal system at the time is that they couldn't put someone to death, or they couldn't sentence someone unless they had confessed.
Ah.
So it's after 4 days of torture that he finally confesses the truth, and that's where you see the famous signature where it's barely recognisable from the beautiful sort of italic writing of his first signature.
I'm not surprised he couldn't see, probably. He was probably signing it from 3 cells away with his 8 foot long arms.
And I've always felt sorry because, you know, I mean, it's now the 9th of November and Guy Fawkes, he's not had a sniff of parking.
Bonnie's over.
Yeah. Had no black peas.
Bonfire lolly.
Not seen a Roman candle.
Not had nothing. Not had a toffee apple. Poor lad's bloody broken man. No,
not even had a 14 quid box of standard fireworks to go out.
Sparkler. Not wrote his name in sparklers.
Yeah. And so, I'm going to... Oh, I've got a bit of a quote now.
Quote me up.
From where, when they read out the punishment that's going to be meted down to 8 of the co-conspirators that were tried for treason. So I'm doing my best accent.
Oh, here we go. Brace yourself.
The traitor, being not worthy to tread upon the face of the earth, shall be drawn to the place of execution.
Where's this nobleman from Chalk?
At a horse's
good
tail.
Good accent, Paul.
Thanks. The traitor, being unfit to breathe the common air, shall be hanged by the neck twixt the earth and heaven.
Twigs?
Good then.
The traitor is to be cut down. The traitor's head, which has imagined such mischief, shall be cut off.
Oh!
Fuck.
The traitor's body shall be cut into quarters. These quarters shall be set up in a high and eminent place.
Oh! Told you.
To the view and detestation of men, and to become a prey of the fowls of the air. This is the reward due to traitors.
I'm shitting myself.
So they're not too cute. Well,
don't sound it.
I know, yeah.
Who are Guy Fawkes after 4 days being tortured? He's going to get really, really fucked.
Of course he's going to get fucked. The lobbing his fucking head off.
Do you know what else is on the... I mean, that's not the full death sentence. That's only part of it. But one of the other things that is on the death sentence is that his penis is to be burnt.
That's it. Hung, drawn and quartered.
Cock burnt.
They hang you till you're near to death.
Yeah.
Then they'll cut you down.
And they disembowel
you. Next minute, cock off. No, they cock off. And burn it in front of you. Watch it sizzle. Frying little...
Bloody hell.
Cock and balls up in flames.
He also puts butter in it.
Oh, bloody stink, wouldn't it? Or sizzle pubes.
Smell of burnt it's bloody horrible.
Nothing to do with the burning flesh.
Nothing to do with having your cock lobbed off. I'm burning pubes. Bloody hell. Then they'll cut you from
your belly.
From groin to like underneath the rib cage.
Why are you still
yeah, alive? Oh, wow, you see it all. Pull your guts out, all your entrails.
Yeah, you should see them all.
Put them around your neck like a scarf. Tie them round. Then they'll reach in and pull your heart out. Still beating heart. But Guy Fawkes didn't fancy this. He didn't fancy this as the
just
way out.
Just before you move on.
Yes.
I just thought, you know, like when they're hanging you.
Yeah.
Because like it's not like the big drop, crack, break your neck. It's like choking you, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
You could finish yourself off, couldn't you, with an asphyxiation wank? If you got to go with a smile.
Yeah, you might as well. Although I think you have your hands tied up. Oh, it would be a shame, wouldn't it?
It's a
finger bomb you might get away with.
Before they chop your knob off.
A finger bum will be the only way.
Well, yeah, true. Oh,
desperate times and all that.
So go on, sorry.
Yes, so this was our guy's fate. Hung, drawn, cock off, quartered.
Head on a spike on
head
top
on a
of
spike,
Tower
up
Ridge.
A body parts in different areas.
They got dragged to the gallows on hurdles, which is like a wooden frame on the back of an horse. And they got dragged along. And Ambrose Rockwood's wife was looking out of a window on the course as they were going to the gallows. And she shouted to him, "Be of good courage." Oh, cheers, love. Ta-ra, I love you too.
I'll be back for tea.
Yeah. What are we having? Custard.
Cock. Sorry, go on.
So, our guy, this is
What a guy.
Hey guy, give me a coffee. This is our guy's fate, hung, drawn and quarter, but he didn't fancy that much.
No, can't blame him.
You know, I think a lot of people may think that Guy Fawkes were burned at the stake, you know, these misconceptions. Some believe that he was hung, drawn and quarter, but no. He took the way I think I'd like to go, to be honest with you. I would due for an drawn and quartering. He was stood, ready to be hung, and he fought balls to this. Ran for it, took a nosedive straight off the platform, 25-foot drop, broke his neck. Good night, Vienna.
Good lad.
Good on him.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes some balls as well, doesn't it? Not to like purposely run and like dive head first.
But I imagine he'd seen an undrawn and quartering in his time. Balls to that. So yes, Guy Fawkes died on the certificate.
Official death certificate.
Suicide.
But they still cut his head off and put it on a spike.
But at least they didn't
feel it. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that if, like, the gunpowder that Guy Fawkes were guarding had actually already decayed.
Yeah, there is room. But
so it's argued that even if they had lit it up, it wouldn't have set on fire anyway.
Just been a damp squib.
And then I think the Parliament burnt down, ironically, in 1834, but that was an accident.
So there's always the room. I read there was conspiracy theories that our mate, what's he called, General Lee. General secret spy agent 00
Robert Cecil.
Him.
General Lee. That's the name of the car at the Dukes of Hazzard. Foxy.
General Lee.
Robert Cecil or the name of a car.
But General Cecil. Rumours are that he'd had wind of the conspiracy. had wind of the plot.
It's the evil spirit.
Well before it was ever, you know, maybe even 12 months prior.
Yeah, he was just letting it bubble.
And he was letting it bubble because after King James himself had sussed out the plot and had these traitorous Catholics executed, he was like,
he was lauded.
He was
across the land,
king of the crop, literally.
Oh,
so there are the theories that maybe it wasn't all so close.
I wonder what world we'd live in now if it had of
totally different.
We'd all be lashed for our sins.
You'd be fucked. You don't know your bloody communion from your communals.
So that's it, the tale of the gunpowder plot.
All quite enjoyed
it. With a neck break. So any bonfires this evening? No Roman candles out, rockets, the Tommy balls? I don't,
what's a Tommy ball?
I don't know. Not like a Catherine wheel.
Tommy ball?
He sells shoes. Tommy ball? It's where all the kids in the Northwest used to go in the mid 80s for discount school shoes.
Get their LA gear.
Yeah, to Tommy Ball.
Get your rock force.
Oh, where are we going? Big day out to Blackburn. We're going Tommy Balls.
I used to remember it as well. Oh.
Brilliant.
Anyway, guys, if you've got any Tommy Balls out tonight, do let us know.
And be safe for your bonfires. Check for squirrels.
This is going to go out like 2 weeks after bonfire.
I know.
Remember this for next year.
Next year, don't kill the hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no sleeping tramps in your fire.
no wanking.
No wanking at the sight of a fire.
Like Peter Kirk.
Yeah. Light your rockets. Arm's length. Don't be taping any frogs or mice to them.
No naked flames.
No naked dancing
naked
flames.
When you're lighting a firework.
Oh, right, well, you've got to do it with
not, no naked flames. Just have a big smouldering pile of wood.
Always remember, be naked with your flames.
Yeah.
That's a popular one from the fire brigade. Nelly told me that. Was it Nelly the elephant?
No. Wellifant.
Wellifant, that's it. Yeah.
You're on form here tonight. Oh, I'm really enjoying it.
It was Tommy Ball that told him.
Yeah. Get Tommy Ball around with a bucket of sand.
Tommy Ball and Catherine Wheel.
Cracking couple.
Oh, they're lovely. I wish they'd get married.
Oh.
wellies into. Do you, no, this is one that I've never. Do you outside. Put your pants in your wellies or outside your
outside
wellies?
Your wellies?
What sort of sparks not going?
No, No. Whoever puts the pants on the outside of the wellies, they look inbred. They look silly.
We're not talking about fashion.
I'm.
We're talking
I'm going,
about safety.
I'm going against them all this year. Shell suit samples.
Hey, do you know what?
Hard hat.
On November the 6th. Many years ago, I ran across a bonfire, like the next day, the embers, and I thought I was all dead tough with my mates, and it was still red, like red hot embers.
What, with no shoes on?
No, I had boots on. I was thinking, ah, this is great fun. But as I got to the middle of the bonfire, the ashes had built up, and I sank down about 3 foot and burned the fuck out of my foot. Still got a scar.
So it serves you right. You
serves
see?
You right.
That's what happens, folks, when you're
don't
stupid.
Don't play with fire.
That pissed on your bonfire.
You get burned. Should have pissed on it. You want to burn your feet.
I jumped
anyway.
In the stream afterwards. Actually, I got infected. It was a very grisly tale.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, the tadpoles.
I mean, for all our American listeners, you'll just have to Google all these references.
Yeah. So that was good, that was fine, that was fine, Bradley.
Oh,
same.
Oh, and we've got more than 300 likes now.
Hooray! 302.
Hooray!
No,
303.
We've also gained 20 something followers in the past week and a half.
Oh, we're doing all right, well done.
BBC One, here we come.
Spread the love, yeah, they love like talking about double enders on BBC.
BBC, they love it. A little bit of cock talk.
But yeah, get on Twitter and follow us.
Yeah, and do, if, you know, we've spoke about it, but do, if you can, leave us a review on
iTunes.
We don't like to beg and borrow, but we are doing. If you can leave us a review on iTunes, that'd be great, because that gets us up the charts. Twitter us, Facebook us. Email us if you want, thepennymortos@gmail.com. Any more?
Send us some nice Facebook messages our page.
Yeah.
Send us some dirty underwear. Yeah. Well, we still haven't received a second-hand sex toy, as we requested in the last episode, so feel free.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Has no one taken us up on that?
No.
Not yet.
Come on, guys.
Maybe they have.
Get your arms in
gear. I've just not told you.
It's just in the pool. It's just in Chrissy's bedside.
I've been sat here for 2 hours with a plug-in.
Right, we're the Penny Mortos.
It's been absolutely fantastic.
Been beautiful.
And we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be rising for the Penny Mortos. No, sir.
Let me get the. Go on.
Let me get frog out.
Good plan.
You shouldn't think it. You shouldn't have two brews and a packet of Maltesers.
Right, I'm ready now.